Smell that? Mmm, just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Mmm, good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, February the 3rd of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back in print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at MikeChurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. FBI agents killed yesterday in Florida. A report that says that in-person learning is safe. And Biden's abortion actions. Two FBI agents were killed yesterday morning, and three others were wounded while trying to serve a search warrant at a home in Sunrise, Florida, in a child pornography case. The suspect is also dead. The incident unfolded around 6 a.m. in the vicinity of 10100 Reflections Boulevard in Sunrise, Florida. Two of the wounded agents were transported to the hospital and are in stable condition. The shooting incident is under investigation by the FBI's Inspection Division, which is part of the department's policy. In other news, a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Duke Health suggests that in-person learning is generally safe if guidelines are followed, and that has parents across the country rallying for schools to reopen. Last Saturday, North Carolina mother Kelly Mann, who had to leave her full-time job to care for her three daughters during the coronavirus pandemic, helped to arrange a rally with hundreds of local educators and parents in support of opening schools outside the governor's mansion. Similar rallies occurred in Michigan and New Jersey, but some educators in North Carolina, specifically in Cabarrus County, rallied against reopening yesterday. Archbishop Joseph Nauman of Kansas City, Kansas, called Joe Biden's pro-abortion actions a, quote, sad day for the nation and for Catholics. Nauman, chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities, made his comments recently during a television interview. Asked what he would say to Biden, Nauman replied, I would say, wake up. Think about what you are really doing here. His soul is in jeopardy, I believe. He further continued, when they use euphemisms, when you're violating fundamental human rights, you use euphemisms. And so you say, quote, this is healthcare for the poor. Nauman's remarks came as Biden rescinded the Mexico City policy, which had stopped U.S. foreign aid money from funding groups that provide or promote abortion in other nations. Our quote of the day comes from Saint Sebastian. The devil strains every nerve to secure the souls which belong to Christ. We should not grudge our toil in wresting them from Satan and giving them back to God. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a 14th century Italian Roman Catholic prelate and professed member from the Carmelites. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy New Year! 2021 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated vehicles to choose from. like a brand new 2021 Kia Sportage for only $21,900. That's $3,365 off MSRP, including customer cash of $2,500 and a dealer discount of $865. Wow! It's amazing! These deals get better and better. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2021 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the new 2021 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Must take delivery by February 1st, 2021. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates, tax, tag, title, and fees. Not included. Example stock number K21468, MSRP 25265. See dealer for details.
Our saint of the day is Saint Andrew Corsini. He was known as the Bishop of Fiesole. He was born in 1302 and began a life of great mortification. Ordained a priest in the year 1328, he studied in Paris and in Avignon, and upon his return became the Apostle of Florence and prior of his convent there. In 1360, he was consecrated Bishop of Fiesole near Florence and gained a great reputation as a peacemaker between rival political factions and for his love of the poor. He was also named Papal Nuncio to Bologna, where he pacified dissenting factions and won the hearts of the nobility with whom he was associating. He wrought many miracles of healing and conversion during his lifetime. At the age of 71, while he was celebrating the midnight mass of Christmas, the Blessed Virgin appeared to him and told him he would leave this world on the feast of the Epiphany to meet the beloved Master who he had served so faithfully. He died on that day in 1373. Miracles were so multiplied thereafter that Pope Eugenius IV permitted a public cult immediately. The city of Florence has always invoked him with confidence and happy results. He was canonized in 1629. A, quote, inseparable elderly couple was treated to a special date night in an Illinois hospital after both being admitted for COVID-19. Masako Terry Martinez, age 86, checked into HSHS St. Elizabeth's in O'Fallon, Illinois on January the 22nd, and her husband Frank Martinez, age 93, followed on January the 25th. The Martinezes have been married for 63 years and are being treated for the coronavirus in separate areas of the hospital. Soon after they were admitted, a family member said the couple was, quote, always inseparable and very dependent on one another, inspiring their nurses, Kim Presson and Hannah Schlemmer, to get planning. On January the 27th, Terry and Frank were treated to a date night dinner where they were allowed to visit each other, hold hands, and share a bite to eat. During this difficult time, Preston said the team at HSHS St. Elizabeth's is doing everything possible to spread, quote, a little bit of joy. Preston added that Frank, a veteran of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, remains dedicated as ever to his wife. Send me your news tips to ron@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, The Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.